going to happen to those elaborate precautions? I had been counting the hand trucks of money as they rolled out of the door. There were always 15, no more, no less. This practice made it easy for me to know the exact time to begin. Just as 14 was being loaded into the armored truck, load number 15 appeared in the store entrance. The truck driver had been counting the way I had. He stepped down from the cab and moved to the door in the rear in order to lock it when loading was finished. We synchronized perfectly as we strolled by each other. At the moment he reached the rear door, I reached the cab. Quietly and smoothly, I climbed up into it and slammed the door behind me. The assistant had just enough time to open his mouth and pop his eyes when I placed an anesthetic bomb on his lap. He slumped in an instant. I was, of course, wearing the correct filter plugs in my nostrils. As I started the motor with my left hand, I threw a larger bomb through the connecting window to the rear with my right. There were some reassuring thumps as the guards there dropped over the bags of change. This entire process hadn't taken 6 seconds. The guards on the steps were just waking up to the fact that something was wrong. I gave them a cheerful wave through the window and gunned the armored truck away from the curb. One of them tried to run and throw himself through the open rear door, but he was a little too late. It all had happened so fast that not one of them had thought to shoot. I had been sure there would be a few bullets. The sedentary life on these planets does slow the reflexes. The monocycle drivers caught on a lot faster. They were after me before the truck had gone 100 feet. I slowed down until they had caught up, then stamped on the accelerator, keeping just enough speed so they couldn't pass me. Their sirens were screaming, of course, and they had their guns working. It was just as I had planned. We tore down the street like jet racers, and the traffic melted away before us. They didn't have time to think and realize that they were making sure the road was clear for my escape. The situation was very humorous, and I'm afraid I chuckled out loud as I tooled the truck around the tight corners. Of course, the alarm had been turned in, and the roadblocks must have been forming up ahead, but that half mile went by fast at the speed we were doing. It was a matter of seconds before I saw the alley mouth ahead. I turned the truck into it, at the same time pressing the button on my pocket shortwave. Along the entire length of the alley, my smoke bombs ignited. They were, of course, homemade, as was all my equipment. Nevertheless, they produced an adequately dense cloud in that narrow alley. I pulled the truck a bit to the right until the fenders scraped the wall and only slightly reduced my speed. This way I could steer by touch. The monocycle drivers, of course, couldn't do this and had the choice of stopping or rushing headlong into the darkness. I hope they made the right decision and none of them were hurt. The same radio impulse that triggered the bombs was supposed to have opened the rear door of the trailer truck up ahead and dropped the ramp. It had worked fine when I had tested it. I could only hope now that it did the same in practice. I tried to estimate the distance I had gone in the alley by timing my speed, but I was a little off. The front wheels of the truck hit the ramp with a destructive crash, and the armored truck bounced rather than rolled into the interior of the larger van. I was jarred around a bit and had just enough sense left to jam on the brakes before I plowed right through into the cab. Smoke from the bombs made a black midnight of everything. That and my shaken-up brains almost ruined the entire operation. Valuable seconds went by while I leaned against the truck wall trying to get oriented. I don't know how long it took. When I finally did stumble back to the rear door, I could hear the guards' voices calling back and forth through the smoke. They heard the bent ramp creak as I lifted it, so I threw 2 gas bombs out to quiet them down. The smoke was starting to thin as I climbed up to the cab of the tractor and gunned it into life. A few feet down the alley, and I broke through into sunlight. The alley mouth opened out into a main street a few feet ahead, and I saw 2 police cars tear by. When the truck reached the street, I stopped and took careful note of all witnesses. None of them showed any interest in the truck or the alley. Apparently, all the commotion was still at the other end of the alley. I poured power into the engine and rolled out into the street, away from the store I had just robbed. Of course, I only went a few blocks in that direction, then turned down a side street. At the next corner, I turned again and headed back towards Moreo's, the scene of my recent crime. The cool air coming in the window soon had me feeling better. I actually whistled a bit as I threaded the big truck through the service roads.